Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March 20th. The grains closed mixed with May corn down a half a cent at 439. That was only a half cent off its highs. May wheat down 7.5 cents. Again, that was a half cent off its highs. It rallied 8 cents off its lows. May beans up 24 cents at 1209.5. That was about 2.25 off the highs. The meal was strong up 860, and the oil was strong up 86 ticks. The Fed came out and left interest rates unchanged. They said they do not see any rate cuts until greater confidence in inflation targets have been met, but they still see 3 rate cuts this year. So I think, frankly, we'd be surprised to see that. Within the first hour, the dollar took it on the chin. It's now down 78 ticks down off its highs. It's down 43 ticks right now at 103.05. The Dow Jones, the S&P, all making new historic highs. The bonds are back to steady after being down about 2/3 of a point. Silver strong up 57. Gold's up $26 an ounce. Bitcoin's up $1,000 a coin, and that's 4,500 off the lows. So the report was deemed, you know, friendly for the equity markets out here. And it should be if we're not going to be cutting interest rates. So the economy still looks pretty good as far as I'm concerned. During the day, you know, the beans were kind of hacking around. When the wheat made its lows, the beans made their lows. But we came back and rallied 20 cents, more than 20 cents off the lows. This was the first close in quite some time over the 50-day moving average and over $12. This was a solid close in the beans. We've traded over the 50-day a couple of times, but we haven't closed over it. It now looks like the 10 days about to cross the 50-day moving average, and that should force more fun short covering in here. The wheat market was down on, you know, the European Union hasn't put the tariff on Russia quite yet. They seem to be making some allowances for Ukraine, so the market took that as a bit bearish. But with the dollar down now 40 ticks, that should be a little supportive of wheat overnight. The corn really, you know, I thought it closed okay considering we're still over the 20-day moving average. If we can close over the 10-day moving average, or excuse me, the 50-day moving average, and over the high from last week at 446, that would be a very positive close there. So, you know, overall, I think all this news is fairly positive for the grains. We'll have to see what we get a week from tomorrow in terms of the reports. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for a net of 150 wheat, which could include some cancellations. Corn, 1.1 million metric tons, and the beans, 575. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.